Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Daniel Hobbs. Our great vision here is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. Jesus commanded us in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness and everything that we have need of will be added to us. So understanding how to prepare for the atmosphere of the new year is an important aspect of us seeking the domain of God, the expansion of the domain of God, and the right positioning with God. And I've invited a very anointed guest today to talk with us about this important strategy and process, Lisa Creighton, who is an incredible prophetic gift and a journalist that has the anointing of a ready writer to come and have this conversation with us so that we can be able to move into tactically the things God wants us to be, do, and have. Welcome, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dr. Hopp. I'm excited to be here and excited to be able to share on this very important and timely topic that God has chosen for us to discuss today.
Wow. So tell me, you know, what is it that God's been impressing on you concerning the new year? Are there any atmosphere concerns that we need to be concerned about? And how do we as individuals prepare for what is yet to come?
Wow, that's a lot all in one. Some of the, and I do want to talk a little bit further on about how do we prepare, but some of the things that I've just been sensing, hearing, asking God, what are you saying for the new year, is one that we need to be willing to be to move forward, that God is pushing us into a new realm, pushing us further than where we are now, and moving us for his times and his purposes. And we have to be willing to take that shift, that move with him.
You know, it's a complete movement. It's not just a one thing. You know, God's been working since Adam, the first Adam, to the second Adam, to us now. There is much work that we must do to accomplish God's original intent for us, and that was that we would take dominion, that we will populate this planet with his children. And, of course, most of us are going to want to do that through evangelism, but some of us, we're having to raise kids. To transfer over to them these truths that they don't have to go into the world to get unsaved, you know, and then start all over. God wants us to have a building process for those that we are influencing and propagating around us, around this kingdom truth, that his kingdom is to come and his will is to be done. And so you were saying that you felt like we need to be in a state of readiness for the new year. This is what you feel like the Lord was saying?
Definitely in a study of readiness. And one of the things, when you invited me to speak, I just did, you know, some quick things just started coming to me, and I'll share some of those. But even if you just open up a Word document, because I'm always on Word typing, et cetera, and I just looked up the word readiness, and some of the things that it said, it really hit me, because it was talking about the need to, the word readiness, the different aspects of it, means to be prepared. It also means to be eager. And Dr. Hopp, as you well know, sometimes kingdom people are not eager about a new year because there's so much in the current year that we've dealt with, and we might be coming to December 31st burdened spiritually, emotionally, financially. And so we're not eager for the new year. We're not looking at it in anticipation and hope. But that word ready really means we need to be eager and rearing to go when January 1 hits us.
Wow.
And I think that's an aspect that we need to renew our mind on as we get ready for January 1.
Wow. Well, one of the fundamental applications of readying for the new year, or beginning with the end in mind, is to capture the image, the picture, the paradigm that God has for us, for our lives. So talk to us about your best strategies for capturing your vision for the new year, because part of getting ready is to have an intent. To be ready, you have to be in a spirit and a place of intent to act on the new year and not have the year act on us, which is what a lot of us typically do. We let the new year act on us. Well, what is it going to do to me this year instead of what are we going to do to this year? What are we going to do
right.
to make God's purposes happen in this year? How do we capture the image that becomes our point of reference to help us to disconnect from the failures or to have of last year, or to have a healthy perspective about the successes of last year? What do we do to capture that fundamental concept of vision beginning with the end in mind?
Okay, I have quite a number of things. Again, God just started downloading this when you invited me, and I'm going to share some of those. But one of the things I don't want to forget is to say, let me share my strategy that I've done for years. And I talked about this even when we were all in Maryland at Voice of Destiny, and that is that each year I actually literally sit before the Lord in anticipation. Between sometime between Christmas and January 1, sometimes some couple of years, you know, life's been rough, so busy. So it might be before the 7th or so of the year. But I actually literally sit before the Lord with a pen and paper, my Bible, maybe some other resources, just asking God to speak to me. And when I share that with people, oftentimes people think that that's like odd. How do you expect God to answer you? And I'm like, well, when we pray, we expect God to answer us.
Yeah.
And so... And maybe because I am prophetic that I can actually believe that I can get something from God in that realm. And I sit there and I literally in my journal, I write a word out for every year. And inevitably, at some point in the year, I pause. And it might be something exciting or maybe something dramatically, you know, significant that's not so happy. And I'm thinking, wow, God, how did I get here? And he quickens me back to the word that I wrote down in the beginning of the year or at the end of the year for the new year, what he was saying.
Yeah, and we do it as an individual, as a family, the Hop family. We consecrate. There is days and weeks before, and we don't wait till January. We try to get a leg up where we just begin to humble ourselves before the Lord. We bend our shield to him and our appetite and what we do with our timing to slow down, to capture that word. And a lot of times we feel that it's about preparing ourselves, getting in God's atmosphere, because people say, well, how do you expect God to talk? Well, you know what? God is a gentleman. If somebody says hi to you, what do you naturally do? You say hi back. And so when people don't realize in showing these intents, you know, worshiping the Lord, praying, you know, fasting, and actually slowing down to actually listen with a pen, that gets God's attention, and he will respond. You know, Proverbs Proverbs 20:12 says the seeing eye and the hearing ear, God's made them both. They will work before the Lord if we are intentional. And so you actually take the time now and do what they call journaling, a prophetic journaling, hearing a word, a rhema word from the Lord about your direction. Now, do you have, when you do that, does your mind bother you? What do you do when you're sitting in
the
atmosphere?
Of course it will, because the enemy doesn't want that download. And part of it, too, is where we are spiritually. If we can't sit still before the Lord like a little kid who's antsy and can't sit down for, you know, a specific amount of time, then it's going to be harder in a season like that to just sit and wait on God, because we want instant downloads, and he's a little slower than that because he knows we have to capture our mind. We got to get our emotions into the moment and everything. So, yes, but one of the things, in addition, one of the things you said is to pray. I'm going through this season praying. I'm praying. I might sit there for an hour and two get nothing. I put it aside because it's like, you got to give it to me now. I'm just in anticipation. So I might walk away, and 2 hours later, the Holy Spirit's quickening me, and I'm writing. But when we pray, we need to be praying for direction. We need to repent. There are things that we know that we haven't done, that we need to do. We might just have been mean and nasty, whatever it is. We need to come in a spirit of repentance. We need to come in thankfulness. And then we need to recall the prior, under prayer, the prior direction God gave us. And if we didn't follow that, then we need to repent and say, God, I'm sorry. I know you told me to go right, and I went left because I was fearful. I just didn't want to go. I was lazy. And in that spirit of repentance and gratefulness and worship, as you say, God will speak to us. I do journaling. A lot of people don't like to write and journal. I journal because I don't want to lose the word. It's just I'm the same person. If I'm in a prophetic service and someone's prophesying on me, I run and sit down and write the word down because our memory cannot hold it.
No,
so
we can't.
So you need some mechanism, even if you text the word to yourself, you need some mechanism of recalling that word in the future.
Well, a lot of us can't even remember our cell phone number. So God's given us a life-changing message. We have to use a vehicle to capture that. But you talked about understanding a need for repentance. We've got to be on diplomatic talking terms with God. If we have hamartia, we have sin in our life, then why would God talk with us? You know, we have intentionally disconnected ourselves from communications with Him. So we want to look at getting right with the people and that's in our lives. We want to get right with the responsibilities in our life. We want to be right with the direction that we're going in, because this invites God into our life. And one thing about prayer is so important, and Dr. Miles coined this, and I think it's incredible, that prayer gives God license to interfere with our earth's affairs. It's not that God doesn't know that we have need of these things, but He needs the instrumentality of our prayers and our worship. And on Revelation, the 8th chapter, it talks about an angel who had the incense, which is a symbol of the worship of the saints and the prayers of the saints, and he brought it before God. And those incense and prayers caused God to have the angel to send a response to the earth. We want God to have license and have invitation into every area of our lives, and being able to take an inventory of our spiritual lives, our emotional lives, our relational lives, our financial lives, you know, our vocational lives, you know, our social lives, every aspect of our life, going and having conversation with God about these things and open ourselves up for communications and for correction, I think is really important and a great discipline that you have. So you get that pen and you sit down, and you would do it for minutes and for hours and days if the Lord calls you to.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because you really want that. I mean, it's just like we do that in the natural, like your last guest was talking about mentoring. We do that in the natural. Mm-hmm. We're sitting with somebody we think is some great person, and this is the only opportunity we're going to sit before them. We're going to get that pen. We're going to get some way of recording that information, because we don't want to ever forget what he or she said.
Yeah.
And it's the same. How much more should we be in awe of the Word of God and being willing to hear what He says and not to be forgetful of what He's telling us to do or asking us to do? Or He might just be speaking a word of encouragement and love and comfort.
Wow. Well, let's take a destiny break right here, and let's come back and talk about what do we do once God gives us that word. How do we Habakkurize? What are some strategies for Habakkurizing the truth or the word that God has given us? We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. My guest today is a prophetic teacher and journalist, Lisa Creighton, and we're talking about these strategies for going into the atmosphere of the new year. And one of the great things that Lisa have been talking about is the first aspect of Habakkurizing. That is when you're calling out to God. And it was so funny when you go read the text about Habakkuk, he was actually calling God out. He was like, look, you're supposed to be the God of the universe, and you made these promises to me, you know, and you ain't living up to your part of the deal. You know, what's the story? And then he stopped, like, well, I better see, make sure he don't knock me off the planet, you know. But he waited with reverence to hear what God called him to do. And when God spoke to him, all those words that God was giving him, he had to do something with it, lest he lose it. And you were talking about the sitting process, waiting to hear from God. And your method is just to get a pen and a paper and just wait and see what God impress upon you. And when we talk about impressing some, it may be in the case that God may speak to us audibly, you know, or God may give you a vision or a picture that has 1,000 words attached to it, and you're going to take these things and you're going to do something with it. What do you do with these things?
Okay, I'm going to go start with what you just said about Habakkuk, and you're talking particularly about Habakkuk verse 2, chapter 2, and we're looking at 2 and 3. And in 3, I always love, and I wanted to bring this point home today, because I felt God was reminding us of this, and that's verse 3 when he says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. In the word appointed there, that means kairos. That is the one of the God-ordained times. It's the fullness of time, a spiritual significant time. First is chronos, the chronological time. Today is whatever date at a certain time. And we get confused with that in the natural and the spiritual, and that's where we get impatient with God and we get impatient with our future and we don't know what to expect for the year. But when we come back to what God wants us to do and to understand that sometimes it's divinely appointed for him for us to do a certain thing at a certain time, and he can give us that information, and then how, as you say, how do we prepare? I'm going to run through some of these, and you can tell me which one you really want to really chat about. We talked about prayer and sitting before God. One of the things, and I'm going to run you over a word you gave me, Dr. Hopp, one of the things that we have to remember is we can go back and review the corporate words we hear in our prayer in church. When we're in church and a prophetic word comes out for the whole body, we can review those words for this year to see what God was saying that may also spill into next year, and then review our personal words. We get discouraged because we think, oh, God's not doing nothing, but we forgot maybe 2 years, 10 years, 11 years ago, God gave us a word that has yet to come to pass, not because of disobedience or sin, but it wasn't just a spiritually significant time. It wasn't the kairos of the moment. Maybe 10 years ago, Dr. Hopp, you gave me a word when we were here in Maryland in church, and you talked about me coming into a place of rest and coming into my own dwelling and coming into whatever. And at the time, you know, I'm renting. My mom was with me, didn't really understand what that word meant, thought you meant that way. I had no desire to be a homeowner. Fast forward 10, 11 years later, I'm a homeowner. And when I was going through that process and struggling and still, I have to be honest, but you're still trying to rent, God reminded me of your word. And that had to prepare me like, oh, I'm preparing for something in the past or the present or the current. I'm trying to hold on what I have, and God's trying to give me more. And when we look at that for the coming year, how do we prepare ourselves for what God has for next year? What did God tell you? Just what did God tell you? Review those personal words. Review the corporate words. Set your goals and plans based on the word of God, literally the Bible, but then also his personal words to you or the corporate words that God gave, and you were in that midst or you heard the tape because you're still the part of that membership, and to say, wow, God, I'm setting, like, you know, my church here was talking about owning homes and stuff a couple of years ago. Again, I was trying to tune him out. You know, I didn't think I can afford it. I'm looking at my resources. I'm thinking I can't. And God is saying, I'm beyond your resources, Lisa. This is where I want you to go for whatever purpose that is. And we have to stop and look at that sometime and say, God, to prepare and to be ready in 2014 and beyond, I have to know what you've already said and what you are saying, and then I have to release myself of my restrictions and be willing to follow you despite my inhibitions.
Wow, wow. Well, this is incredible matters for us to realize when we're waiting upon the Lord. We need to pray. We need to listen. We need to review what God has spoken, because faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so the issue that you talked about is the timing. We need to be sensing and evaluating what is the timing. Is this winter? Is this spring? Is this summer? Is this fall for me? Because based on us recognizing and things that we're looking for during this time we're waiting on the Lord is identifying what that timing is, it would determine what we are capable of doing. Because there are things that we can do in winter that we can't do in summer. The things that we do in summer, we can't do in winter. So we need to be able to locate while we are waiting upon the Lord. But what's interesting is that how a lot of us have more faith that God won't talk to us than he will talk to us. You know, and God is talkative. Have you read Genesis? God is talking all the time, even to himself. He said, you know, let us make man in our image. God has a lot to say if we'll be willing to listen. So when you're listening and you're capturing the timing, the seasons, the purposes, the goals that God's called for you, how do you capture them and use them as a utility? What do you do to make sure you're not forgetting or losing it in your memory?
Like I said, one, I record them physically. I write them down. Another step is I actually literally then begin to act on them. Some things God tells us we can immediately begin to act on them. I go back to when I got my master's. I finished my program last year, 3 years ago. Thank you. A friend of mine told me about the same program. We were at a writer's conference, both on faculty. I blew her off, shut her down like nothing, like, eh, whatever. But that next year when I came, she brought the same thing. It was a kairos moment. She was in a place where she shouldn't be to tell me this information again, and I knew it was God. And I immediately then came home, and I was in school less than 2 weeks after that meeting with her because I had to act on it. And one thing I think that we forget to do, and I wanted to remind your listeners, is we have to let go of things that we know we should let go of. Mm-hmm. And I go back to a relationship I was in years ago, many, many moons ago, and it was fruitful, and it was a Christian relationship. And I was dating this guy who's wonderful, but it just, you know, it was clearly becoming this wasn't God, and I kept holding on it. And you know, Dr. Hopp, I'll never forget this. December 31st of that year, I heard the phrase end of transaction. Now, I write a lot about money matters. I deal with a lot of financial topics when I write. So that phrase meant sense to me. It's a banking term. When you're in the transaction, you know it's just done. There's nothing else to do with it. You walk out the bank, it's deposited. You can keep going. And when I heard that, I knew immediately God was talking about that gentleman. And I literally got on the phone and ended that relationship at that moment. I felt so free because I knew all year long that I should have ended that transaction. But this was, again, all in this time of sitting before God, all in the time of willing to let go of what God doesn't want for me and willing to take what he has for me. And of course, the individuals still try to hang on for a couple months, but each time I just kept shutting it down because I knew God said it was the end of transaction.
Wow.
And what can we look at in our lives that God says it's time to stop?
Wow.
It doesn't have to be sin. It could be something, a good thing, but it's not the God thing for us in 2014 and beyond.
Wow. Well, see, that's a courageous thing for us to do, to recognize in the concept of God's chronos time, his kairos time, is that some words God gives you can become obsolete. It was true enough, God, when you got started.
But
by the time you get to a particular season, it's like it's not God anymore. God said you had this window. You know, it's like the virgins, you know, they were waiting. They had a window in which to achieve purpose. And when it's not done in that season, there's just some things God says, scrap it. You got to move on to the next phase, you know. And some things that God's going to give you are positional victories. They're positional victories. God told you to do this, and you, in your mind, you blew it up. It was going to go, wow, worldwide, where God just wanted you to reach the city. And so it's a context that all of us need to do. Now, we were talking about what we do, and I wanted to share. We were talking about what do we do once we get these words so we don't forget. What our family does, what I do, is that we are dream board keepers. We actually get a visual illustration. You've seen that. You've been in Voice of Destiny.
Yeah.
Everybody has dream boards. And we actually, because all of us aren't good at words, some of us are better at pictures. And so we get everybody to locate where they are based on their big why, visual illustrations of what God wants them to do or to accomplish. And see, you have to take, and some of you, it may be a song. God would give you a theme song that will keep, will trigger, that will be a mnemonic to, a memory to, of the thing that God has given you that is at hand. And so it's very important that we take and capture that word, that vision, because it is an image. It is an idea. It is a concept that gives us a point of reference of what we are to do. It's the how-to word. This word, this picture tells us what we should do. What are the boundaries? How do we manifest? And so we can't let what God has told us slip. So we're going to take a break here, Lisa, and let's come back and let's talk about more strategies about deciding into the new year and not sliding into the new year.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at YICenter.com. That's YICenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. This is Dr. Daniel Hart, your host of the Voice of Destiny Show. We have a great vision here to help you to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. So we've invited our guest today, Lisa Creighton, and we're talking about strategies for deciding and not sliding into the new year. And I always like to remember, Lisa, and all the stuff that we're doing, that we are family people. We all have families, and you are a single mom. And right. God gives you these words and directions for your life. And now those words, they have to integrate the responsibility of your family. How is it that you sit down with Josiah and integrate Josiah in this sense of now word that God's given you? Because families need to know this, and all kinds of families, especially like single families. How does a family actually bring their collective together and say, hey, this is what I sense God wants us to do? Do you verbally articulate that, or you just put a tactic out? Is there anything special that you do or you can recommend to families that they do to prepare their families for the atmosphere of the new year through vision?
That's an excellent question. I think, yes, I definitely do discuss it with him, but I don't necessarily discuss it with him at that time. Actually, for me, mm-hmm. it becomes a progressive thing throughout the whole year. One of the things mm-hmm. I was going to mention about being ready is to set boundaries. And we always look at boundaries as a negative thing. I'm trying to keep people out. But it's not just mm-hmm. Social boundaries. It could be mm-hmm. Because readiness involves our mental, emotional, physical, financial, and social state. So let's talk about those goals for your family. If you have certain financial goals you want to meet in the new year, perhaps you are mm-hmm. preparing to move, perhaps you want a house, perhaps you're preparing for college. Well, then in your financials, you will begin to set boundaries up in the new year and communicate with that with my family. I've already told my son, you know, beyond December 31st and Christmas and, you know, all that, mm-hmm. You need to be aware you're going to college next year. January 1st, everything you ask me, the answer is going to be college. That means everything you ask is going to be no. We went through this a couple of years ago when he went to Canada mm-hmm. for a school trip, and mm-hmm. for that whole, he didn't like it for the whole 5 or 6 months of being financially restrictive. And when we mm-hmm. got to Canada the next day, he's like, Mommy, thank you so much. So mm-hmm. we need to communicate to our families all the different yep. areas. I talk to him a lot. I'm preparing him for this whole year. I'm always having these teachable moments of discussions with him about what he needs to be prepared for college. Now, I've laid mm-hmm. this foundation already many, many years ago and continue on it. Mm-hmm. I've already prepared him. I'm already training him up as the way he should go so he will not depart. But I'm bringing these back to his remembrance. So we need to talk to our families. We need our spouses definitely need to be on the same page. You know, I would recommend, as your family does, that the spouses come together mm-hmm. at that moment when they're preparing, as if whether they're doing it over the month. Because you mentioned something, mm-hmm. and I just want to clarify, one of the things you were talking about was fasting. Whether you would, mm-hmm. If you're fasting for just that season or into the new year, you need to mm-hmm. do it as a corporate family body mm-hmm. so that yeah. everyone will know that we're on the same page for the new year.
Yeah, and you have to find ways to integrate them. Over the years, I've had to grow my family into the fasting lifestyle. Like one of the common things that we do for 40 days, we will as a family we will abstain from eating sugar products. Granulated sugar, any sugar products. And I got to tell you, you may think that's not much, but you try to go without sugar when you live in a whole sugarized culture, you know.
Yeah.
But it gives us a baseline of sacrifice that we can use to go before the Lord, and then everybody is fasting as the Lord leads them over the years. Sometimes, some of us, we are abstaining from meat for a designated period of time to create that fasting. So these are very important tactics. And as my children have gotten older, some of them will just go on water, you know, for a designated mm-hmm. time. They have their own individual big reasons that they want to connect with God, hear from God, obtain breakthrough from God. But when we began to build a devotional, find ways to build a devotional life as a family, it sets up a stage where we are beginning to say, God, speak to us individually, but speak to us collectively, because collective words do have a power of shaping what the resources, how are we going to spend the resources, how are we going to spend the time. You know, these things become very, very important to Father God when he knows that this is a family that cares about my intentions for them. And so thank you for reminding us about us practicing that pattern, because it's been interesting in this conversations that we've been having about preparing for the atmosphere. The fasting keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
keeps coming up, but we can get to a place where we can abandon self and cleave to God. When we do
yes.
that, it gets God's attention, and God is able to really, really have a way in to speak to us and clarify to us direction. So, wow, thank you. I hope we didn't get off on a rabbit trail, but I really feel like that was the Lord, that he's speaking to a lot of families. If you want to get prepared, turn the plate and seek his face And and don't just seek within his hands. Seek his true nature, his true character, his true character, who he is, and that brings you into a place with God of righteousness, a rightness that we're supposed to. That's a kingdom mandate to seek first the kingdom, but also his righteousness. You know, right relationship with him, positioning. What do we need to do as a family collectively to really honor God's leadership in our lives becomes very paramount in this walk. So we have a couple of minutes left, Lisa. What are the last couple of strategies you want to pass on to our listeners?
Well, I just want to pass on a couple of things in terms of that whole idea of readiness, and just that we need to remember it requires adjustments. We will have to make adjustments over the next year or so. It requires faith. We're going to have to go beyond our natural selves. We're going to have to be patient with ourselves and others as we implement the things God is telling us, and we're going to have to be diligent. We're going to have to really, even if we fall down, we're going to have to start back up and continue to be diligent throughout the whole season as God moves us into the things that he's called us to do.
Wow. Well, this has been a blessing. I'm going to ask you to hold on so we can do another segment, because I would really love to talk, Lisa, about economic preparation, since you are an expert in that area. I would really love for our listeners to understand that this is one of these economic boundaries and visions are very important to executing the plan of God. Brothers and sisters, remember today is a great day, for this is the day the Lord has made for you. Voice of Destiny is here for you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. God loves you, and there's a great purpose and plan God has for you, and we'll see you on the next time when we come back together to hear the voice of the Lord.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.